Shalom. We'll be talking about inyan, if a person could be mischayev himself on something that he wasn't chayev before, just because he's taking upon himself that he's mechuyev to somebody, if it's mechayev him or not. There wasn't a loan, or there wasn't a hezek. Just out of the clear blue, he wants to be mechayev himself as in a chov. We start out with the Gemara in the beginning of Anosei Sarisha, Daf Kufala from the base. Itmo. Oimer lachaveiro chayev ani lechomoner. Rabbi Yochanan omar chayev, v'reshlokish omar poto. One says to the other one, I am chayev to you a mone. So to machlok is Rabbi Yochanan reshlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says chayev, Rabbi Shlokish says poto. Echidom, idom aluratem eidai my time at reshlokish deko poto. Idolom aluratem eidai my time at Rabbi Yochanan deko mechayev. If he says atem eidai, for sure it's chayev. If he doesn't say atem eidai, it's poter. So Rashi and Tosfos both bring here. The Rashi learns the whole sugya is talking by moide, hodos baldin. That means he's moide that he had a chov by him, he owes him money from a loan. And the reason why you have to say atem eidai, because without saying atem eidai, he could say mishata anibokh, or he could say that I meant just that it should look like I'm not wealthy, that's why I'm moide that I owe a chov, but bemis is not chayev. So therefore, kedei that the hodos baldin should really be a hodos baldin, so he has to say atem eidai. Without atem eidai, he could say he's just making fun. So the Gemara says, elo ochi b'mayis kinon b'shtore. That's how Rashi is going. So Rashi says, ochi gal sinon, loilom deloyom alu atem eidai, ochi b'mayis kinon b'shtore. So Rashi learned that he gave him a shtar. He wrote on a shtar, ni chayev lechomone. He didn't sign his name. If he would sign his name, or he would write his name, Ani Ploini Chayev Lecho, so that would make it into a Shtar Gomor, and he would be Chayev, but it would be Odas Baldin. But now he's talking that he just said Bishtar. He wrote in a Shtar, Ani Chayev Lecho Mone, and he gave it in front of Eidim. Rashi says, Bifnei Eidim Osaloi. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Alima Milse de Shtar. Since he wrote a Shtar, it was Matriach. It's a strong enough commitment, and it's Alima Milsa, and it's Mechayev him, it's called Erdoas Baldin. And it's like saying that if he wanted to be Meshate, just to laugh at him, just to make it fun, so he wouldn't have written a shtar, he just would have said it. But now that he wrote a shtar, he really means it. Reish Lakish says, Lo Alima Milsa the shtar, and it's not Mechayev. If he would have written his name, so then for sure he would have been chayav. But here it's talking that it's a shtar that's not really a shtar, but it's a ksav. And he gave it in front of Eidim, so it's mechayav. That's how Rashi learns the sugi. Then the Gemara brings three rayas. One raya is from the our Mishnah in Anoisias or Isha, that Nischav, Poska lozunim chomesh, lozun esbito chomeshonim, chayav lozuno chomeshonim. My love, ki I gavne. So if she has a shtar, that he was mischayev in a shtar, a real shtar, real tzchayevus, so we don't need a mishnah for it. Whatever a person is mischayev b'shtar, is chayev. Only it's talking ki gavne that he didn't write a real shtar. He just wrote, ani ozun esbite chomeshoni. So if so, it says here that he's chayev lozuno chomeshoni. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers, loy, b'shtar psikte. That's talking by mechutanim, or the chasen kala, they're talking how much each one will give for the chasen. Avamdu v'kidshu, so the rishonim say it's only if he was mekadosh right away on the spot. So then it's called a kinyan, it's a ischaivus. Even though there was no kinyan, and there was no shtar, but since you do it al das, the kiddushin, and he right away was mekadosh, it's like the kiddushin finishes off. It shows that they really wanted on these tenoim. So memel it's mechaivur. The second ride, the Gemara brings us from Pidyon HaBen. Somebody is mechuyev by Pidyon HaBen, and he wrote to a kohen, ani chayev l'chochomish sloim. And so the Gemara says, he's mechayev, the shtar is mechayev him, and benoi enoi podu. So the Gemara asks, why is it mechayev? It says, he wrote, I'm chayev to you chomish sloim. Why is it mechayev? You see, like Rabbi Yochanan, that if you're right, ani chayev l'chochomish sloim, it's mechayev. So the Gemara says, no. Over there, it's mechayev, even lefir ish lakish. Why? Because meshubed loy midoy raise. If you're already chayev midoy raise, so it's easier to make a shtar that's mechayev, because it's already a chiyuv. It's just continuing the chiyuv. He's writing it down. So the Gemara says, why did he write it down? Kedei levaro lo koin. That this should be the coin that is mechuyev to him and not to others. So why isn't the Bnei Podus? The Gemara says it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that we would make a mistake. We would think if he gives him the Chomish Shloim, we would think that he was really Podu with the Shtar that was Machayev. And you're not Podu the Bishtos. People would think that they could give other people's Shtars, checks that they got from people to make a Pidyon Aben. That wouldn't help. So Memele, they said that even if he gives the Chomish Shloim, that he's Machayev al Pidyon Shtar, but Bnei and Podu has to give another Chomish Shloim. From Rashi's Mashma, the Hava Amine, Rashi says, Yochid the time of Mishum Shibuda Doraisu, Favle Kemeid Eidim Choismim, Amai Ein Bnei Podu. It's a little bit Mashma and Rashi that the Kasha of the Gemara would be that since he invented here a Shibud, he created a Shibud that's Mechayevim to give Chomish Sloim, so that itself should be Poyta the Ben. The fact that he has a Schus, a Shibud that's worth Chomish Sloim, he should have been Poyta. Bemis, that's also, it's hard to understand why that should be a half a minute to be poyde, because there are psukim, a klal or prato klal, that has to be a dover, a gufoy moment, and a dover a metaltel. It can't be poyde with karkois, it can't be poyde, it's not gufoy moment. So maybe we would say that a shibud, a schus to take would be, maybe it would be a half a minute that you could be called metaltel. And Bemis, there is a lotion of Tosfos, we'll see soon, the Tosfos calls shibud metalteling. That was the second riot. The third riot, the Gemara brings the Morovik Ketanoi that Oriva Yotzi Acha Chitum Shtois. If there was a shtar of Alvoa, and after the Edim signed on the Alvoa, lower down on the paper it says Vani Oriv. Fi Rashi just talking that he says Vani Oriv. It was Oriv, it was in front of Edim. So Rabbi Shmuel says he's Govim in a Chosim B'nei Chorin, not Mishubodim because there's no Edim on it, but it's Govim in a Chosim B'nei Chorin. Fi Benanes, It's not worth it. It's not good. So if so, it comes out that Rabbi Shmuel is like Rabbi Yochanan, that if he writes a chayev ani b'shtar, he writes in a shtar, so he's chayev, like Rabbi Shmuel that is chayev b'nechosim b'nechayev and he's a orev, and if he ben anas, he's not chayev anything, it's like Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara says, no, it's no raya, that Reish Lakish could also, Reish Lakish could also hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Reish Lakish that says, that Chayev Ani L'Chomona B'Shtal is not Mechayev him, but by Orev, Ayutzi Acha Chitum Shtos, it might be Chayev. The Gemara says, Alo D'Shaych Lele Shibuda Do Raisa. Avalocha Lo Yishayich Shibuda Do Raisa. Mistoma the Gemara means that since there is a Shibuda Do Raisa of Alvoe, and he's only coming to add on to it, to be attached to that Alvoe of Shibuda Do Raisa, so that could be mechayvim, because there is an existing chiyuv. But by a person that just says, it's just moedem, we don't know about any shibud, we don't know about a loan, maybe it's not mechayv. These three rayas are talking by choyves that he wasn't mechayv before. That means he's mechayv to give parnosa, to feed bas ishto. Till now there was no chiyuv, it's a new chiyuv he's giving upon himself. Pidyon Aben, till now there wasn't a chiyuv, now it's a new chiyuv that he's giving, and Levar Kohen maybe. And the third one is a orev that he himself wasn't mechayev, he's being mechayev a new chiyuv. So how does Rashi learn that the sugya is talking all by Odas Baldin? But Levi Rashi comes out that if a person is mechayev himself a new chiyuv that he never had, he wouldn't be mischayev, mechayev ani lechomane b'shtar, he wouldn't be chayev. It wouldn't be mechayev him. So what's the rise of the Gemara? The Gemara is bringing all three rise that a person can be mechayev himself a new chiyuv when he didn't have a chiyuv before. And the Marsha asks it right here. Bamis, it's from the Rishonim already, the Rosh and the Reef, that's why they learned the sugya different. So the Marsha says that wouldn't be a complete raya because we could say that it's talking derech hoidoye. Noidoas baldin kemeo edim dom. The mitam oidoehu. It's not a riot, the mitam, because it could be mitam oidoehu. The afal gavdulon is chayv me'oilon, but oidoas baldin kemeo edim domi. It also can be mitam oidoehu. That means something like we'll talk later in the other shitas of Rishoni, which Luchura Rashi doesn't hold of that. Or we'll say that the Gemara knew that in these three cases, it's more shaykh oidoas baldin than in other cases. That means the bimchayv, a new chiyuv, Rashi holds, it wouldn't help. But in this chiyuvim, it's more shayach who does baldin, because there is a bas ishto. He is marrying the bas ishto, so it could be that it's more of a chiyuv or a pidyon haben or an orev. It's more shayach who does baldin, but it's not clear why. Avon loshna Yerushalmi is mashma mitam shibud nagibo, that is making a new shibud. Akoponim, that's one hour on Rashi. How Rashi learns the whole sugya zoidas baldina, and the rise of the Gemara is from a different case, from Nuchiv. And Rabbeinu Tam learns here, first we'll go to the Ran. The Ran says that the beginning of the Gemara Bemis is really mashma like Rashi. The Hava Min of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Atemeidai, or he didn't say Atemeidai, the Gemara meant to be talking about Oidas Baldin. And the Gemara says, and why does it have to be talking about Oidas Baldin? So he says, because we see other Gemaras, there's Rias that with Dvorim Ba'alma, you can't be Mischaiv Anu Chiyuv. Like the Gemara says, that a Shoymer Chinam wants to be Mischaiv like a Shoyel, so it has to be Konum Yodeh. It doesn't help without Konum Yodeh. Could have written a Shtar Nichaiv Lechok HaShoyel. Or the Gemara says, a Shoymer Karko is a Karka, you don't become a Shomer. But if he's Mischaiv, he is Chaiv. So Gemara says it was Konum Yodeh. So you see that a person is not Mishtabed Bechiv Dvorim only if he makes a Kinyan. So Memele, the Gemara Bem is by the beginning was talking about Oidah. But then when the Gemara says, Ocha b'mayeskinon, and here the Ran is Geras, not like Rashi. He says, Ocha b'mayeskinon, domele chayv ani lechomone b'shtal. Rashi is Geras, Ocha b'mayeskinon b'shtore. That he wrote, ani chayv lechomone in a shtar. But here it says, chayv ani lechomone b'shtal, kloima. Lav b'moideskinon, the maskona is not talking about a moide. And this is the pshat of other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Gemara is having Harota, and the Gemara is talking by Nuchiyuv, Lav b'moida askinon, that he should say Atemeida, Yelo b'misho bo achshov lischayv lachaveroi, because of lo b'shtar, chayv ani lechomone, umoso lo b'fnei edi. The goli b'hedia de lav oidoi, he wrote in the Shtar Mefurish that it's not Odo, that it's Nuchiyuv. And the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is like this. That Rabbi Yochanan says that just like you can make a kinyan on the chosim of karka or whatever, you can make a kinyan b'shtar. So the same thing, you could be mischayev b'shtar. Ochinami mishtamed odo b'shtar dalim emilse de shtore. And it's ki'ilu he said atem eidai kloima, ki'ilu hoido shuchayev, just like by hoido as baldin. If he's moid, then he says atem eidai it's mechayev. So the same thing, when a person writes in a shtar something that's doime tarkinian, it's also mechayev. And on this nekude in Tosfos it says, when he's talking about Rabbeinu Tam, that it says the same pshat, that Rabbeinu Tam says it's talking about a new chiyuv. So he says, ein adim, ein adimion toiv. It's not an exact dimion, to say that it's kiman do'omalu atem eidai. Elo aidi denokat leil do'omalu atem eidai nokat nam yochi kiman do'omalu atem eidai domi. So the pshat is that just like when we were talking about oidoi before, and we said that if he says atem eidai, so it's called oidoi as baldin, so the same thing by a new chiyuv, if he writes it in a shtar, that this koach that the shtar gives is like the koach that the atem eidai gave to the oidoi, so the shtar gives it here. It doesn't help. To be mishtabit b'shtar, that's not a way to be mishtabit. And afilu ashtar, shechosmu ba'edim lo'y mahani. And the riot, or the Reish Lakish, b'raya la'dovar, that means, he's bringing a riot that it's talking about a new ischaivus from the three riots of the Gemara that we talked before, that a noises, chayv lozen is basishtoy, and a pidyon haben, and Orev Achachitum Shtores, that they're all talking about a new Ischaivus. So you see that the Gemara really is talking when the Gemara said, Elo, that the Machlok Zabiyon HaRish Lakish is that Chayv Ani Lechomone B'Shtar, it's talking about a new Ischaivus and not about Oidah Asbaldin. So they're talking that he really, the Rashbo, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, is talking that he really wrote it into the Shtar that Ani Chayv Lechomone B'Shtor. And at the end of the Tosfos, in Daf Kuf Beis, the end of the page, Rabbi Notam Evi Raile Dvorov Mirushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish Amri Bikir Gavne Shulei Nischav Lekodem Lekaha, right from Yerushalmi, that it's talking about Nu Ischavus. The Reef also brings that Yerushalmi, that it says there, Bemal Mischav Lozun Bas Ishtek. The Yerushalmi asks, how did the Chiyuv become? How did they become a Chiyuv to be in Zon Bas Ishtek? Loi Kein Omer Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish Akosev Shtalchov Lachavero Becheskas Shechayev Loi. If a person writes to somebody that he's mechuyev to give him amount of money, and we know, we found out that he wasn't mechuyev before, so he's not chayev. That means it doesn't help him, Luis Chayev. So how's he mechuyev to give to Bas Ishtoi? So the Yerushalmi says that, and the Yerushalmi's toil and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that both hold that you're not mechuyev on a new chayev. Al-Kopanim, they bring a raya from the Yerushalmi that we're talking about a new Ischaivus. And the fact that Yerushalmi holds that there's no machlok, so Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, and they both hold that it's not chayev, so that, the Tosfos says that, we don't care about that. Ain lochush, because the Yerushalmi is chaylik on our Gemara. Our Gemara really holds that there is a machlok, so Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is a shtar. Well, later we'll see what the Rambam says about this Yerushalmi, lefi the bir agro. The Reef himself, the Reef and the Rambam, they learn in the Reef and the Rambam that they learned also the Gemara is talking about a new Ischaivus, only it's not talking that he wrote it into a shtar, only said Baal Peh, Ani Chayev Lecho Mone Bishtar. The fact that he said the Loshen Bishtar makes it Alima Milse de Shtor. Read the Rambam, Perek Yudalef Mechira Alochet Tesvov. Amechayev Atzmoy Bemomen Acher Beloy Tanai Klal. It was Mischaiv without a Tanai. Why does the Rambam say Beloy Tanai Klal? Because the Rambam is talking this whole parak about asmachta, things that a person is mischayev and he thinks that it won't come out this chiyuv, which is called asmachta. He relied on the fact that he's just saying it and he won't be mechuyev. So then it wouldn't be, most cases it wouldn't be a kinyan, it wouldn't be a chiyuv. Now we're talking about his mischayev on a new chiyuv. So the Rambam has to point out that he didn't make a tanai. If he would make a tanai, it might have been an asmachta. I saw they bring down, some say, Reb Shlomo Zalman brings it down in Madani Eretz B'shem the Zera Avram, the son of the Arsamech Reb Avram Luftvir. He says, why does the Rambam say Beloy Tanai? And it's not Mashma that way in the Rambam. He says because we're talking about a kinyan that is Mischayev, and later we'll see that we're talking about a Odisa, which means that it's a certain kind of Odoas Baldin that I'm Moide, and that makes the kinyan. I'm saying it in short now, later we'll explain it more. And since that kind of Odoya, that I'm Moide, that somebody is, that I'm Mechuiv to somebody, that cannot be done Oide Shliach. I have to say it myself. So Memele Milsa, the Lesser B'Shlichus, Lesser B'Tanai. But in the Rambam, it's not mashma that way, because if it would be the way he says it, so what do we care if he wrote it tonight? Even if he said it tonight, the tonight is not toifus, and tonight is botel. So still it's beloy tonight. The Rambam Pashtas is saying beloy tonight that it wouldn't be asmachta. Afal pishel oyoy chayv loy klum, harei ze chayv. Shedov oze kmoy matonehu, ve'ein oy asmachta. The Rambam says mefurish, it's a matoneh. If he says, Michayev atzmoi b'moment b'li t'nai, so then it's not an asmachta. Ketzad. Oy mal edim hayu olay edim shani chayev leploini mone. He tells edim, be edim that I'm chuyev to somebody or mone. Oy shekosav loy b'shtar. Arei nichayev lecho mone afal p'she ein shom edim. The fact that he wrote it in a shtar, that's two cases. Oy shomal loy b'fnei edim arei nichayev lecho mone b'shtar. That means he said it. He just said b'shtar. Aval pi shelo yomar atem edai, hoil v'omar b'shtar, he said the word b'shtar, harezek mishomar hayu olay edim chayev l'shalem. The fact that he said b'shtar, usually a shtar is the kreach of edim. So that's the kreach of saying b'shtar. Aval pi sheshneem moedim, v'edim yoedim shelo yoy olay etz loy klum. That both are moide, the abal and the mechuyev and the mischayev, the one that was mechuyev to him. And the Eidim, everybody knows that he wasn't Mechuyev till now, that it's a new Chiyuv. Shari Chiyuv Atzmoy, the Gomar V'Shibed Atzmoy, K'moy She'Shtabed Orev. Just like Orev could be Mishtabed, even though he has no Chiyuv till now. but he's mechayev shibud aguf and memela shibud nochosim. So the same thing, a person can be mechayev without any alvoa, without being arif, just like an arif could make, create a new shibud. So the same thing, a person can create a new shibud because they hoiru roiv ageoni. So what's the makor of the Rambam? The makor of the Rambam says in the Kesef Mishneh, Zen nilmad mida amrinan beperek mishemeis, tafkuf mem tesem bo bebasre, veloi di iso dani zuzi derav morininu, velikninu bo idise. My sin bo bebasre was like this. The Gemara says that iso giure, there was a person called iso, he was a ger, and he had 12,000 zuzi by Rova. That means Rova owed him 12,000 zuzi. He had a son, Rav Mori, who also shaloi b'kedusha v'lo idose b'kedusha. That means his son was really not like his son, and because he, the son was a yid, and Rav and Isur became a ger after Rav Mori was after the mother was pregnant with Rav Mori. Ubei Rav Havi, and so the money was not by Rova. The money was not by Rav Mori, and the money was in Rava's house. Omar Rava, heichi nikninu. Isur Giura was not near the money, and his son was also not near the money. It was in Rava's house. Heichi nikninu Rav Mori lani zuzi. Rava was trying to think, how could Rav Mori be zoiche? That means if Rav Mori is not zoiche, so then when Isur dies, so then the money will become to Rava, because it would be a Gershemes Vein Lo Yalshim, because Rav Mori wasn't really his son, because Gershem is Karakir Kotten Shenoilad. So Menela, the money would belong to Rava. So he says, Ibi Yerusha, Lav Bal Yerusha. Rav Mori is not a Yoresh of Isur Giura, because Isur Giura was a Gershem is Karakir Kotten Shenoilad, he's not his father. If Isur Giura would say that it's a matona for Rav Mori, so that doesn't help. Why? Because Shchiv Mera is like Yerusha. Kolechad isay b'Yerusha, isay b'matona. If it's Shaykh Yerusha, it's Shaykh Matona. Kolechad lesay b'Yerusha, lesay b'matona. Since it's not Shaykh Yerusha because it's a ger, so it's lesay b'matona. Ibe Meshiche, to hold it, to pull it, so let's say Gabe can't do it. Ibe Chalipin, ain't Matbea Nikne Bachalipin. I agav Karka, let's lay Ara. There's no Karka to make a Kenya. Ibe Maimet Shloshton, Isholach Lilo Azilne. Maimet Shloshton means that the Nifkad is also standing there with the three, and they would be Makne. It's a certain Takona de Rabbanon of a Kenya. So it's not Kenya, it wouldn't come there. Isholach Lilo Azilne, I won't come there. Maski Floravike Bred Rav Ami, so he asked the Kashi, Amai, Veloy di Iso Dolen Zuzi Drav Morininu, let Isur be Moide, I'll say Oidos Baldin, I'm Moide, that these 12,000 Zuz belong to my son Rav Mori. Velikninu Boidise. So then he would be crying at Boidise, that means Oidise is Oidos Baldin Kemeo Edim Dom, even though we knew that these Zuzim are Pikodin from Isur by Rava. But if Isur would be Moide, they'll say, I'm Moide that this money belongs to Rav Mori. That means Al-Yidei, some Kenyan, he'll say, I made a Kenyan, whatever Kenyan that helps, and it belongs now to Rav Mori. So that Hoidos Baldin is a Kenyan. So Isur heard about this Taina, somebody taught him the Taina, and Isur said, I'm Moide that this money is Isur's, so is Rav Mori's, so Rav Mori was Koine. Ikpad Rove, so Rove had a kpede. He didn't get the 12,000 zuz at the end. Komegam Omar, Komegam Ritanosel Inchu, Mafsidili, they're teaching people tainus like a lawyer. And they're Mafsid me. Akoponim, there's this Kenyan that's called a Kenyan Oidise. A Kenyan of Oidos Baldin. That means all the time Oidos Baldin is that I'm Moide, that the loan is Kayim, that I really owe somebody money. Then there's a new kind of Oidos Baldin. Since Oidos Baldin is Neemon, is Mechayev, so when I say about something that we knew till now was different, but I'm Moide that it is, so it's Mechayev. So Memela, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam, that he says, Chayev Anila Chomone Bishtar is called the Oidise, and Al Yide Oidise is Zoichene. So Memela, it's Mechayev. So the Ketzes goes, the Ketzes is ma'arich in this, and he says, Baruch Hashem. He says, Baruch Hashem, that the Kesef Mishnah taught us what the Tam of the Rambam is, that is Mechayev Atzmoy, because he brings that the Shach, he says, the Shach said that the reason is Mechayev Atzmoy, because it's a lower cult, to be Mischayev is not such a hard thing to do, not such a big Kenyan Chomor, so Memele, you could be Mischayev even with saying, Achayev Anil Chomon Abishtah. But the Ketzes learns with the Kesef Mishnah, goes along with that Tam, that it's because of a Kenyan Idisa. And Al-Yaday that is coming to say a stira. The Mefarshi HaShulchan Aruch is a stira. It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach. Simen Samach. Sif Vov, HaMechayev Atzmoy B'Dovo Shloid Bala Oilom, is Mechayev himself with something that didn't come yet, that he will get, Oishen Emotsoy Etzmoy, Chayev, Afal Gav Deino Domakin B'Dovo Shloid Bala Oilom, Hanimilik Sheikno Loi B'Loshin Mecho B'Loshin Matona. A person cannot be Makin something B'Dovo Shloid Bala Oilom, but that's only if he said, I'm selling it to you, I'm giving it to you. V'afilu Kosav Loi Shibud, Al Sode or Kibla Chais al Konchosa, Vafilo Nosel, Mashkanen, a clue. Avoblosin Chiuv, Kunchoma, Vuala Edim Shanim Schaiv, Leploini, Bekach, Vekach. He says, be Edim, that I'm Mischaiv to give Ploini, Kach, Vekach, or something that's Dovo Shloi Bala Oilom. Let's say he says, that one day I'll get a Yerusha and I'm Mischaiv to give it to Reuven, to give it to somebody. So then it's Mechaivim. If he made a kinyan, so the stira is if the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam paskins that you could be mechayev beloy tanai, you could be mischayev with dibor baalme, and he says a chayev ani lechomon bishtar. So why in Simen Samach when he's being makne dovah shloim baloylam, it has to be konum yodo? He's mischayev, it's a mischayevus. So the Ketzes says that it goes with a din of a disin. By Simen Mem, he's talking that he said it beloshnoi doi. This is dafke beloshnoi doi. But Besimen Samach is not talking beloshnoi doi. He's not saying amoide that this belongs to somebody. He's saying I'm ischayev in a loshn osi that I will give it. So that's not called oidis. This has to be odas baldin. And can you hear that it's not shaykh to say odas baldin in something bedovosh loy baloylam? He can't say it belongs to somebody. It doesn't even belong to you yet. How could you say it belongs to somebody else? So it has to be that it's talking beloshen osin. So that's not called oidis. Also the Ketzes says in the same place, the Ketzes says, Tzori chatol adas, dezeh akinyan oidisa eine nigmar elo be'edim. The Ketzes learns that a kinyan oidisa has to have edim, not because every kinyan needs an aid, because every kinyan an aid is ivri sadi nor l'shakri, to show that bem is to be made. The kinyan is a kinyan by itself, and the edim is just to be made afterwards. But without it, it's also a kinyan. Only he says, and he says it's not like the Pnei Yeshua here in Ksuvas, says that a kinyan oidisa needs edim for the etzem kinyan. It's part of the act of the oidos baldin of oidisa that makes a kinyan, is that edim are there. And the Nesivus says on him, he says, the Ketzes HaChoshen Kosav, that it has to be with Eidim, the Kosav ze misvore, v'lo yodat yeyoch miloy liboy lachlik misvore ala Tosfos. A Koponim, he says that he doesn't know what's the Mekor, that the Ketzes says that, and Tosfos says, fakir, that you need Eidim. A Koponim, the Ketzes says, lefishi Tosfos, that this is dafka when there's Eidim present, for he says it's, he says a teretz on Tosfos Kashen, but Metzia daf Memvov, it's talking, Hoyo biyodo, Hoyo, I made begoyer, and he's standing here, where his tvu is. And he needs money to be paid to my sosheni, and he doesn't have the money by him. His money is in his house, and he wants to be paid. Oy malachaveiro yarei peiris halolu nesunim loch b'matone, v'choiz avoy marein mechulolim al mois sheyesh li bebayis. He gives the peiris b'matone to somebody, that means he wants to be paid without a chomesh. If the balabos is paid, he has to add on a chomesh. But if somebody else is poide, so then he's not moisiv chomesh. So he's makne the peiros to his friend, and then he's poide on the mois sheyesh lo bebeis. So he's marviach the chomesh. picture tasves the likni leboidisa moshe kavs. The Gemara says, how was he makne? Why did he have to be makne the pears? Let him be makne the money with oidisa. Let him say, this money that's in my house belongs to this friend, the same friend that is makne the pears. So he doesn't have to make a whole kinyan of pears and be makne the place out of chotzer or make a sudor. He could just say, I'm moide that these payers, that this money that's in my house belongs to this person that's near me in the field. But maybe that person uses the money and he's paid to the payers. And it's not Moisif or Choymesh because he's not the boss, the one who's paid is not the balabos of the payers. That's what Tosfos says. So he says, Lefi, what he says, that you need Edim, so talking that there wasn't Edim there. Without Edim, there's no such din of Kinyan Edisim. And the Nesiva says that he doesn't know where it comes from, that there's no Edisa, and this Tosfos itself, it says, the Ritva here in Ksuvis, on the Gemara, is Mefurash, he says that the din of Chayvan, Ilachomon and Bishtar, is Mitam Hoidoya, and just like Hoidoya's Baldin, Kemata, he says the same words that it's called Edisa. In this Indian of Edisa, the Ktois, it's a very famous Ktois, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Seif Kofi Dalet, he talks there a lot about mechiras chometz. How could we sell chometz if the chometz is in a different place? And you're selling it to goy, if a goy is a kinyan bekesef, or it's a kinyan bemeshicha, or you need both maybe, or it's a kinyan chotzer and a chotzer mitam shlichus, and there's no shlichus legoy. It's all the achronim, and they're trying to find which kinyan is the best to make a kinyan for chometz, and kanura also for to be makna b'chor. If you want to get out from that mevakeres, so the firstborn from the Behemah shouldn't have Kedushas Pchor, so if a goy has a kinyan in the Behemah, so there's no Kedushas Pchor, so how can it be Maknet? Do we do Kesef, do we do Meshicha, or Chotz, or what kinyan? So the Ktsoy says, Motzasi kinyan oidise. Let him be moide that the Chometz, or the place of the Chometz belongs, the Chometz should belong, to, it belongs to a goy, a moide that this belongs to the goy, memele the goy is koinet. And then that's in the same place the Ktsoy is talking about the Tosfos. Tosfos asks in a certain place that it should be makne agav karka. The Gemara says there should be, I think it's in the same Gemara of Oymed Bagoyim, should be makne agav karka, the pears agav karka. The Gemara says the lesley karka, talking that there's no karka. So Tosfos asks, let him be makne the pears, let him be makne bekinyan edisa. That means even though there's no karka, so let him be makne the karka bekinyan oidisa. And that's a Tosfos in Ksubas and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the beginning of Afalpi. Tosfos says, Teime, the achshav noagu shekoisev chosn lekalo mea litrin afalpi shein leshove pruto. How could a person write and be mischaiv in a ksuba when he has nothing? He's mischaiv bishlema when he has money, or he has nechosim, so he's mishabed his nechosim for his choiv of the ksuba. So even if comes new nechosim, they'll also be mechoiv, because he has a shibud aguf, because he had nechosim, he has shibud aguf. Because he has shibud aguf, he'll have shibud nechosim from the next nechosim. Avaloysa she'ein lo, he has nothing, he'll chishtabed nechosov she'ikne achreichet. He'll buy nechosim later. How do those nechosim become meshubed? Kivan shloi nischaiv lo, haynu dovo shloi bo lo oilam. The chosim wasn't nischaiv because he never had a shibud, so the chov never developed. So how could he be mischaiv? The shol rili rabbeinu el yov, heishiv lo, that we find that a masne shem achinom lios keshoel, umeshani mishakonu miyodo, imashma b'chol inyan, afal pi she'in makne lo shum nechosim, elo shemeshavit gufu ilo ze achoiv me'ato. ולכשיהיו לו נכוסים חל שיבודוי מעטו ואין זה קניין דבורים בעלמה because קניין דבורים Tosfos says that it's שייך שיבוד הגוף. You could make a קניין to create a שיבוד הגוף, and that שיבוד הגוף will be גורם that any נכוסים that he buys will be קונוי to him. And קניין דבורים, that doesn't help, that you make a קניין on nothing, is like by the beginning of Baba Basra, that they want to make a chalukah b'chotzer, and they made a kinyan to do a chalukah. Chalukah is not a chiyuv of momen. It's a chiyuv to make a chalukah, even though it might be momen, but it's not something I could give him. We have to just split it up and make the chalukah. So that's called a kinyan dvorim, that the kinyan is not chal on a certain chiyuv aguf. But if there is a chiyuv aguf, which means that if you would have nechosim, the nechosim will be mishtabed, so the kinyan can make a shibud aguf. Then the second third, he says, Yesh meforshim, the kivon the koisev stomach. You call nechosim achroin. You're right. All my nechosim will be achroin. Lama loy nischayev. Arei hoido sheyesh loy nechosim. Afal bishonu yoidim shein loy. Hoido as baldin kamei oidim domi. That means there's hoido as baldin that he has nechosim, even though we know he doesn't have nechosim. But he said hoido as baldin that all nechosim are achroin. So he's mechuyev. Mitam zeh, so Rabbeinu Tam said that when they write our shows, one person is marshe, he gives him a zchus to be toivea, v'knesi lo yal ba'amis b'chatzeri. When one person makes the other one a marshe, to be done for him, to be toivea for him, so he says, and I was maknem for amis b'may chotze. Afa b'shonu yodim shein lo yikalka, kiven demoide shiesh lo yidos baldin kemer ha'idim domi. Is moide that he has, so we say Yodas Baldin Kemer Eidim Domi, and we act as if he really was Maknem de Karka. So same thing by Ksuvah, Tosu says, even though we know he doesn't have Nechosim, but he said that he has Nechosim. So we say, you are moide that you have Nechosim. If you really had Nechosim, you have a Shibud Nechosim and a Shibud Aguf because of that. So we say you have a Shibud Aguf now because of your Yodas Baldin that you had Nechosim. Now the Ktois is coming to be Mechalek that if you want to create a shibud on metaltelim, and you could metaltelim are never mishtabed. So how could you be mishabed metaltelim if you make a shibud al karka? So agav the shibud al karka, you could be mishabed metaltelim also. So he says al kinyan oidise would help to make a kinyan on metaltelim agav, but not a shibud on metaltelim agav. That means if we don't know that he has karka, and he says a moide that a maknet to somebody metaltelim agav karka, so that helps. That's a kinyan oidisa. That is moide that he has karka. Why shouldn't we believe him like Tosfos says in Afalpi? And since there is a kinyan on metaltelim, there's meshicha, there's agbo. So instead of that kinyan meshicha and agbo, so he's making a kinyan agav through oidisa. So that means the Oidisa creates the Kinyan on the Metaltelim. But since there's no Shibud on Metaltelim, if we come to make a Shibud on Metaltelim, Shibud is really not Chal on Metaltelim. But if we say it Agav Karka, so Shibud is Chal on Metaltelim, Agav the Karka. If we know he didn't have Karka, it wouldn't help to say that he had Oidisa, that he was Moide, that he was Makne, he made a Shibud on the Metaltelim, Agav Karka. Because there isn't Shibud on Metaltelim. The Oidisa has to work straight on the end of it, on the chalois that happens. So if we would say he's moide, that he has karka, and from that came a kinyan agav beseder, because there is a kinyan on metaltelim, but to say that there's a shibud because of karka that we know he doesn't have, so shibud is not chal on metaltelim. There's another issue, legabei kinyan oidisim. The Ktois himself brings it down, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, in the Sefer Ma'adani Eretz, he talks about selling the karka and Shemitah, selling for a goy. It's known as a heter mechira. It was once a tkufa in Eretz Yisrael that people were very poor and there was nothing to eat, so they looked for a eitzah that they should have peiros of Eretz Yisrael, that they should have local peiros to be able to use, to eat, and to buy. So they said, if you could sell chometz to a goy and not be over in Bali Roya, so why can't you sell karka of Eretz Yisrael to a goy? And a goy is not mechuyev in Shemitah. And then Ela, those tavuas that come out of the karka that we sold for that year would be potter from Shemitah, and we'd be able to use them. And everybody wrote about Rabbi Tzvi Chonin, and some were matir on it for that kufa, not for always. Nowadays it's a big thing that we don't do a heter mechira. Shlomo Zalman wrote a whole sefer about Heter Mechira, and it wasn't printed until now. Now they reprinted the Sefer. And in this Sefer, it brings down one Simen. Simen Yutes, he talks about a Kinyan Oidisa. So here he brings down what the Ktois already brought down. The Taz brings down in Silchas Ribis from his father-in-law, from the Bach. That the Bach said that there's a certain case that we want to be Malva Baribis, and it should be called the Goyz, and we give a Mashkin to Goy Al-Koponim. There's a case that we have to have a certain kli, a certain chefetz to be maknet to the goy, and all you do that, we'll be able to be malve, and it wouldn't be ribis, it would be called ribis for a goy. So how will we be maknet to a goy? The Bach says, all you do, kinyan oidisa, we'll be moide that this chefetz belongs to a goy, and that way we'll get around the isur of ribis, so we're talking about isurim, not momenes. And the Taz says, that it's he doesn't understand it. Bishloim oidise by Momenes, we say Momenes oidas baldin kemeridim domi beseder. But to come by Isurim and to say oidas baldin kemeridim domi, that wouldn't help. So it says we do see that it helps by Isurim, because we were talking about Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, that it would help to be makne b'kinyan oidise. Tosfos says that it would help be makne b'kinyan oidise money, and that money would help for Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. So some say that Bemis the Svar is because it starts out with Momenes. First the moment belongs to him. Once the moment belongs to him, it could help for that also. But there's a stira that another Tosfos, they ask the stira. Oh, Tosfos and Bob Bekame, Daf Kuf Daled, he says, Masha Kosvin Baal Shor, that's what we brought down from Afal P, from Tesves. Masha Kosvin Baal Shor, Knes Loidal Adamas Bachatzeri. So some say, because Loidal Baldin Kemeri Dim Domi. That's Biduk, the second terrace of Tesves and Afal P. Vaid, the Pelikazov, Tesves continues, and he says, Gabi Hoyo, Amid Bagoyren. And the Gemara asks, Vlikni Le Agav Are, let him be Makne Agav Karka, Mushani Deles Le Are. Hosom doyreise beinon diisleare diisleare loy kruin mois of midoreise shiuch alif dos ben peris meiser sheni. So Tosfos says that over there, it's we need a doyreise dike money that says a kinyan, and if we would be magnet, if we would be magnet with a kinyan derabbanon, it wouldn't help for pidyon meiser sheni, because we need it to be as money midoreise. So we see that if oidise would be a kinyan derabbanon, which some say is a kinyan derabbanon, so wouldn't help for pidyon maaseh sheni, because it's called isurim. Well, then it brings that, so it's a stira in Tosfos. One Tosfos says that Amid Bagoyren, he could have been makne boidise. And another Tosfos says that he couldn't be makne boidise, because then it would be a kinyan derabbanon and can't be pidyon maaseh sheni, which is a doyreise. So then it brings up Pnei Yeshua, and some sofer, there ain't shum stira b'divrei Tosfos from Tosfos and Bava Metzia that says a kinyan oidise would help for pidyon maaseh sheni, and Tosfos Bava Kama says that not. Dilu b'Bava Metzia ikshu shoyo lo laknu es hamois al yedei yudoe. Mashen ke Bava Kama lo ikshu lo shiaknu lo es hamois agav karka shehoido. So he's making here a chilek from B'Shem de Pnei Yeshua that if you're makne the money, so the money would help. Because you're makne the money by Dras Baldin, it's moment is great, that doesn't have to do with the Yisurim come later. But if your the Tosfos and Bava Kama is that you should be makne agav karka, that he was moide, that he was makne agav karka, but zeh shapiro mukiven shebemis ein li karka lekona klalas akesef. So that it's hard to understand the terrors, because Tosfos said that even if we know he doesn't have karka mali, that we know, but he was moide, that he was makne karka barabamas. So the Pnei Yeshua says that if you're not saying that you're makne the karka, only you're saying that it was makne the kesef agav karka, you're not talking straight about the karka. You're saying you're makne kesef agav karka, then it wouldn't help. But why not? If what he's saying is koilel, that he had karka and he was makne. Afal pekin, the Pnei Yeshua says that we don't say odisa. We say odisa straight on what he's talking about. That's what it looks like. Another Rambam here comes out from the same sugya. And we promised to talk about the Bir Agro that he says Pshat and the Yerushalmi. The next Rambam is also a famous Rambam. Usually we know it through the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi talks about it by Matan Tere. Rambam says, Chayev Atzmai B'dovol She'enoi Kotzuv. Chiev Atzmai, I'm sorry. Chiev Atzmai, if a person would be Mechayev himself, Dovol She'enoi Kotzuv, something that's limitless. Kigoy, Shom Areni Chayev Lozunoi Sochoi Lechasoi Sechomei Shonim, says I'll give you food for 5 years, or I'll give you begodim for 5 years, so it's a dover shein kotzuv. It doesn't know how much it'll be, how much his chiyuv is. Afal pi shekonum yod, even with a kinyan loy nishtabit. Shezu kemoi matonehi. Ve'in kan dover yodu al motzi shenos noy b'matone. He says, the Rambam says a klal, that if you want to give a matone, it has to be a dover borur, a dover kotzuv, yodu al motzi, what I gave you b'matone. But something that's not borur, so you can't give b'matone. Afilu with a kinyan. And it's very shver this Rambam, because we read before the Shulchan Aruch in Sime Samach Sivov that he's going to give him something shdovo shleib boloilam, and it says Mashiira Shmeya, but it's not clear. All we have to say that Gemara is talking that he knows exactly what he's going to be Yerish. Suppose he's Yerish Mur, so then it'll be a dovo sheinu kotzuv. So the Rambam says a dovo sheinu kotzuv you're not going to umipnei ma poisek in ishto shiezonis bito chayv lazuna ar mishna is chayv, but he said he's going to be zan 5 years, it won't help. Mipnei she pasak b'shas nesuin, Just like a dvorim aniknim ba'amira. With amira itself, there's no kinyan. But if you omad v'kidesh, right away is the kiddushin. So over here also, because it's b'shas nesuin, and here there's a nesivus that talks about it, that the Rambam says b'shas nesuin, the Gemara says b'shas kiddushin al koponim. The Rambam is medame, and he says, since he did it b'shas nesuin, it's a strong enough gemirus das to be able to be koine. Can you read that? Because it's missing in Gemara's Das. It's more like a smacht, and it's really in the Perek the Rambam talks about a smacht. But the Rive asks on him from our Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Reish Lakish. That it says, so you see that he wrote, that is Chayv Lezuno Chameshonim. Reish Lakish says, Potter. The Gemara answers, Bishtori Psikte. That is omdu v'kidshu heinin advorim aniknim ba'amira. So you see that Reish Lakish has to say that it's a shtar psikta, that's why it's koine. Or Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it is a chiyuv by a shtar, so he doesn't need to say b'shtar psikta. For him, the Gemishna is the way it says it. Chayv lozuno chameshonim. So and we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan that is mechuyuv in halacha tesvov, that if a person is mischayv, is chayv. So if so, why does the Rambam say that? It's basically Bas Ishtol, so it's only because of Shtori Psikta, the Fira Birnat without Shtori Psikta. It's a new din, the Rambam says that because of Dovah Shein Kosov, and the Gemara says not like that. So the Kesef Mishnah says that in Omid Beis there's a Gemara that it is Mashma, the Rambam took from there, because the Gemara says that a person was Mechuyev to be Zan Bas Ishtol, so he didn't make a Kinyan. But how could it be a Kinyan to be Zan Bas Ishtol Benesuin? So he says it, or Bnoisov, his own daughters could be, I b'shas nesuin, he doesn't have daughters, because he was Megarish, he had his daughter, and he was Megarish, and then he was remarried his own wife, and she had the daughter from before, so it's Bnoisov, that b'shas nesuin, he could be Mischayv. So why did the Gemara have to say that? The Gemara could have said, that's talking, he had a daughter from always, and pitom, one day, he decided suddenly to be Mischayv, and he made a kinyan to be Mefarneser. So you see that only b'shas nesuin. So why only b'shas nesuin? So the Rambam said this din that it's a dover sheni kotzuv. But b'shas nesuin, even a dover sheni kotzuv, you could be mechuyev. The Gros says it's brought down in the back of Hilchas Mechira here in this edition of the Rambam. The Gros says, that the Rishami that we said before, from that the Rif brought down, Tosfos and the Rosh brought down, the Gemara says, that if you're mischayev, chayev ani lechomane b'shtar, v'nimtzo sheinu chayev, that is potter. So the Rambam learned that the kash of the Gemara is not that the way the Rishonim learned that the Yerushalmi is chalik on the Bavli. Bavli says machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, and the Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Both hold that it's not a shtar. Only kadesh lo yachlik Yerushalmi Gemara Shlonu Shomer. The Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish pligi boze. So Moike or Rambam is a Yerushalmi be mischayv dovah sheinu kotzuv. That the Yerushalmi is talking because he was mischayv a dovah sheinu kotzuv. He says if somebody was mischayv lozun es bas ishtoi. So it's a dover sheni kotzuv, and Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish both say, just like you're, if somebody's mischayev to be to somebody a money, is mischayev to somebody, and nimtzo sheni chayev, so it's potter. So he says it's because of a dover sheni kotzuv. Ubaze moide Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is moide by a dover sheni kotzuv. That means probably he learned the Yerushalmi that's talking loikein omar Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, that if somebody was mischayev with a dover sheiner kotzuv. I guess that was mistama part of the girsa. So we talked about the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person. I'm saying what we the bekitzer. What we said was that lefi Rashi a person cannot be mischayev anu chiyuv what he never had. He could do it as baldin. Lefi other rishonim you can be mischayev the Rambam, the Riv, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Rambam is just moisif. That if you say Baal Peh, and he's chayv l'chomane b'shtar, and he didn't write the shtar, you're also chayv. And Adova Shloi Baal Oilam, and the Ktois learns that it's b'kinyan oidise. A kinyan oidise means that you're moida oidoas baldin, even if we know the facts are wrong. But if he does oidoas baldin, it's mechayevin, and it's only b'loshin oidoya, and not b'loshin mechira and b'loshin kinyan. There's a machlokes if it's shayach a kinyan oidise, by Isurin also, or it's Nogete Isurin. Lechura, it's a steer in Tosfos. There's one more Svara that we left out a minute ago in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody says on his son that he's a b'chor, so he gets pishnayim. So the Gemara says, lama likro, what do you need a posik to say that a person is a b'chor? Migudi boy meis. That means, why do you need a posik that a person is nemon? You need a posik that when a person says that his son is a b'chor, that he's bemis nemon and he gets pishnayim. Why do you need the posik? Let him just say, a person says a b'chor. Without a posik, we know that he should get pishnayim, right? Migudi boy meis vilei matonami lo yaivlei. If he wants to give him a matona, he could have given it to him. Instead of giving him the matona, instead of saying, give him pishnayim, so he says he's a b'chor. It's like saying, give him pishnayim. So Gemara says, b'nechosim shenoflu l'acha miken. The nechosim that came later, so he can't give him pishnayim. So the Magid Mishnah, it's the Kesef Mishnah. It's not the Magid Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah brings this down on a Dovar Sheine Kotzuv. And he says, from this Gemara, it says, so he can't give it a nechosim. The Gemara says, nechosim shenoflu l'lacham miken es dovar shloi b'loilom, so for that we need a posik yakir, that is nemon to say he's abhor to take pishnayim. But nechosim that he has already, we don't need the posik yakir. It's a migu that he could have given him the nechosim. But a meir domar odo makne dovar shloi b'loilom, why do you need a yakir? The Gemara is talking, the answer is that it's talking shenoflu like shu goises. When he's a goises, he can't be metzias, he can't give bimakne nechosim, so he doesn't have that migu, so there we need a posik of yakir. So he says, v'afal gav deini yodea kamo yipoy loy. He doesn't know how much meir that he has odo makne dovar shloi b'loilom, so he's neman bimigu that he could have given him the nechosim. How could he give him the nechosim? But it didn't fall yet to him. He doesn't know how much to give him. It's a dovar sheiner kotzuv. Umid Rav Meir nishma l'rabbanan b'dovar shebol oilom v'chiyuv b'dovar sheiner kotzuv. That means that you see from here the Ran in Kiddushin says that this Gemara is not like the Rambam. The Rambam says the dovar sheiner kotzuv, you can't be makne. And here we see from Rav Meir dovar shloi bol oilom, he doesn't know how much will fall. And it says he can give it away to his son. And because of that, he's nemar to say he's a b'chor, even on dovar shloi bol oilam. And from there we know to the Rabbon on dovar shloi bol oilam, even if it's a dovar sheinei kotzuv, that he can't give it. So the Ran brings that if so, we see that mischayev atzmei b'dovar sheinei kotzuv is also called a matona. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Mirai yizu shekosav eina soge l'rabbeinu. שכבר אפשר לו להודות שחייב לאלף אלפי דין רזו ולשבת לו מטלטלים אגב מקרקי. A person could be moide and say, I'm a chuyiv to my son $100,000. And if Mishabit is metaltalim to it, Tepuk Levin of Mekinah and Odisa, he says, I'm a chuyiv to him $1,000. $100,000, I'm a chuyiv to him, even if we know that he doesn't have, but it's Mishabit is metaltalim, just like we talked before, Tosfos and Afalpi, and mitam kinyan oidise, and his moide oidos baldin kimeridim that is chayiv and that there's a shibud nechosim. Agam kagav shekonam shosin liknos. Bein loim abshas misosim, maybe you'll have more because ein ladov osuf. Elokivon shiocha l'shabid atzmi l'momen rav amrinon migu. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Gemara and Kiddushin is not necessarily right, not like the Rambam, like the Ran says. Only he says since a person could be moide oidos baldin on a certain amount of money, and even if the amount of money is way over what he has, but it's Meshabit is Nechosim is Metaltalim, so because of that, he already has the Migu that he could give him Karka also. So we talked about two inyonim. We talked about being Mischayev on a Dover that he wasn't Mechuyev, and then we talked about a Makna or Dover Sheinu Kotzuv that the Rambam says is not a Matona. What was famous about it, the Beis Halevi says, that by Matan Toyo, when he said Naseh V'Nishma, we were Mekab on ourselves a Dover Sheinu Kotzuv. They didn't know how much, what mitzvahs and what they're going to be Mechuyev to give, to be Mekayim. So how could they be Mischayev? So he says that Pemes, they weren't Mischayev on the mitzvahs of Al-Tzaprat, only they made themselves Avodim. However they can make themselves, then they made them Mechuyev. That's why he said Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh means the Eved just does, and he doesn't have to hear necessarily what the Rav wants to hear it and to think what's supposed to do. But when you say Nasi, you make yourself an Eved, and then you do Nishma. That's part of the Halacha part of Dovar Sheinu Kotzuv. I would just like to say one little nekuda, since we're almost leaving Masechta Ksuvos. So there's one inyan in the end of Amadir, the Maisha with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And it's again this week's Parsha, and also the Daf Hayomi from last week. We're talking about Parshas Vayechi, where the Gemara says, in Tanis Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes. And we just had in the Gemara that it says, Rebbe said, before he died, he told his wife, Daf Kuf Gimel, he said, Ner ye doluk bim koimoy, there should be an air like when he was living. Shulchan ye oluk bim koimoy, mite ye te mutzas bim koimoy. That means he said, before he died, that the table, the Erev Shabbos, that the table should be set just like when he was used to it. And the Gemara says that every Beis Shimshi, every Erev Shabbos, he used to come to his house, and the Rabbi Kivager brings down on the side that from the Sefer Hasidim. It says, Shoyanil bebigde chamudas shalovish bishabbos, upoiteros rabim bekidush hayoyim, veloikeshal mesim shem chofshim mitzvahs, kitzadikim chayim upoiterim bekidush. It's hard to understand, but that's what the Sefer Hasidim says, that he used to come to his house and make kiddush for his wife. And other mesim are chofshim mitzvahs, they can't be motzi the chayv of kiddush. But Rebbe was different. Rebbe was able to be motzi be mitzvahs. Why? Because tzadikim chayim, that means it's as if saying that Legabe Kiddush, Legabe Shabbos, what he said, Mechaim, and that Mechaim, they should prepare the Shabbos for him as if he's living. Legabe that he didn't die, as if he's still living, Legabe Kiddush of Shabbos, somehow. And Rabbi Kivager brings down from Sefer Chassidim that Ibamus was able to pater them in the mitzvah of Kiddush. There's a Meisen, it's a Shem Agdolim, the father of the Rosh came after he died, he came to save his family, there was a pogrom, and he came with Lovush like he was living, and they saw him as if he was living, and he came to save his family. So sometimes that Tzadikim also could come as if they're living. So it says that Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes, and there's also another case in Ksuvos, we'll come to that. The Gemara says in Tanis, Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes, the Gemara asks, we know that he died. We know that they did chanota, they did a hesped, and they did a kvura. The Gemara says mikva nidorish. It says hineni Moshiach meirochek vezaracho meeretz shivyon. That Avdi Yaakov is going to save him, Moshiach and zaracho. Ma zaroi b'chaim, af hu b'chaim. That means, For sure, it means if your children are mamshich and they live the way you live, so it's as if you're living. Titein emes liYaakov, I think we mentioned it once. The words emes liYaakov, the emes is the mid of Yaakov Avinu. Emes liYaakov, if you change around the osius, it's loy mes Yaakov. You put the lamed of liYaakov before the word emes and you read it straight, so then it comes out loy mes Yaakov. Because the mid of emes, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, the mid of emes never dies, it always exists. That means the mind of the tzaddik that was dovuk to the midas or emes, that mind, that frame of mind always is living, that never died. So it could be that's why Rebbe was able in a certain way to be moitzi. There's another Gemara, the Gemara says in the end of Amadir, Rabbi Shua ben Levi also never died. Rabbi Shua ben Levi came in b'chaim l'gan Eden. And what was his big schus? Because he was korich bevali rason bosak batera. There was sick people that whoever sat near them or breathed near them would become contagious. It's a contagious sickness, some kind of a machla in the brain, and they would also get sick. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the Torah is ayeles ahovim bialas chen im chen male aloim deo agune le magla. If it's male chen on whoever learns Torah, so for sure it's megin on him, it protects him. So he wanted to show the gadlus, the chshivus of kovod haTorah, and he sat next to these contagious, sick people, and was oisik b'Torah, and that was the biggest kovod haTorah. So he said here, and then he went in b'chaim leGan Eden because of that. That was his chus. So it says, mach, when he came into Gan Eden, mach is Eliyahu kamei. Eliyahu was announced when he was coming in. Panu mokim le balevoi, panu mokim le balevoi, make a place for balevoi. So he said the words panu mokim le balevoi. The gematria of it is Torah. It's 611 because that was his chus. Panu mokim le balevoi is as if saying that the Torah himself was machris because of such kavod haTorah that he had a chus of saying panu mokim le balevoi. The Gemara says it twice. Hanu Mokem LeBarlevoy twice. It could be it's connected Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpetz, two times Torah.